Today, the United States Conference of Mayors issued its annual report on homelessness and hunger in the United States. Despite a growing economy and low unemployment, a survey of 29 cities found that homelessness continues to worsen, and mayors are concerned that the implementation of welfare reform could cause more problems in the future. NPR's Philip Davis has this report.
The U.S. Conference of Mayors has been surveying the bleak landscape of homelessness and hunger each year for the past 13 years. Mayor Cordell Cooper of East Orange, New Jersey, says this year, like in years past, the bottom line is still the same.
Despite the best efforts and dedication of the service providers, both public and private, and agencies across this nation, the overall demand of families and individuals for emergency food and shelter continue to outstrip the public and the private resources we have focused on this national problem today.
Demand for emergency food services was up 11% this year, and requests for emergency shelter, an indication of homelessness, increased by 5% over previous year's levels, according to data from 29 cities surveyed. That was the bad news. But there was good news lurking in those figures, too, said Andrew Cuomo, Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.
The good news is this is the lowest rate of increase in 12 years. The lowest rate of increase. It's 5% is the number in this report. 12 years ago, the number was 25%.
The problem of homelessness has been a frustrating one for cities and states because it has so many causes. Someone may become a street person due to mental illness or substance abuse. Others may be fleeing intolerable situations at home. Cuomo said perhaps the majority are those who have fallen between the cracks of our evolving economy.
Not since we moved from farms to cities, from an agricultural society to an industrial society, have you had this type of economic transition where we now go from an industrialized economy to some information high-tech economy.
Added to that will be the impact of the new welfare reform law that will take effect in the next few years. Soon, many people who had welfare as a prop of last resort will lose that benefit. Wellington Webb, Denver's mayor, said welfare reform will shatter the modest gains that have been made in homelessness.
Not surprisingly, most officials fear that welfare reform cuts in these areas in emergency aid will exacerbate their problems, forcing more people out of their homes, putting them in competition with other low-income workers that are looking for work, applying for scarce jobs and putting demands on already strapped support service providers that they would not be able to meet.
Advocates for the homeless agreed that the welfare reform bill will throw unknown thousands of poor people onto the streets. But Linda Foscarinas, director of the National Legal Center on Homelessness and Hunger, said cities themselves were making life difficult for the homeless.
Many cities are cracking down on homeless people, so they're punishing homeless people for being in public places, for sleeping, sometimes even sitting down in public, for begging.
That's because it has become politically necessary for many mayors to show how they can improve the quality of civic life for the majority of city residents and businesses. How mayors will respond to pleas to get homeless people off the streets, even as their numbers increase because of cutoffs in welfare benefits, will be one of their biggest challenges in the coming years. I'm Philip Davis in Washington.